You got it tuned to Wopop on KEXP 90.3 FM, live on the web at kexp.org. I'm Derek Mazzoni, your DJ and host. Thanks for being here. Thanks for watching and thanks for listening. And I want to please introduce, once again, Chimurenga Renaissance. Great to have you guys here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
We'd love to hear some music if you got.
We got you.
Thank you.
Ouais, comme on a eu Sel Kalonji, le Congolais, et nous sommes fiers qu'on soit africain. Camarade, nous sommes comme on a eu Tindai Marare, au Zimbabwe, et nous sommes fiers qu'on soit africain. Biso, nous sommes Chimurenga Renaissance. Chimurenga Renaissance, lingi koloba nini? Deux frères, nous sommes aux États-Unis, mes familles sont africaines, Makila est africain. Donc, la musique est dans la Makila. Papa nanga Raymond Brink, papa na ye Domisani Maraire, tout ba famille ba grand musicien. Lelo, toujours na kati États-Unis, ekoinda lelo, ochali toi.
Chimurenga Renaissance, live on Wopop on KEXP. The new EP is called Kudada Nekuva Manu Mutema, coming right after the record Rise Vadzimu Rise. And I'm here with Tendai Maraira and Hussein Kalonji. Gentlemen, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
I got to say, the muse is calling. You guys are releasing record after record after record. What's going on? Where is this coming from?
Creative thoughts, I guess. I mean, we've been kind of held back a little bit just because of timing and life and other bands and groups. And so now when we get a chance, we just make stuff up, even in the middle of making it up, even in the middle of recording songs come up. So that's how this song came up.
Yeah.
Proud to be African. It just came up in the middle of a session and we stopped what we were doing, made the song and got back to the session. So.
Perfect. So we all live in Seattle.
Yes.
And Seattle's going through some changes. And but this is an evolution to Seattle music that is unheard of. You're creating some really post-millennial, I don't even know the words for it, but like this is taking a different kind of sound and creating a different kind of vibe altogether. I want to talk about that a little bit. Like, how did this come about? Did the role of Seattle come into it, or is it your history with this music? But it's literally going from, here's hip-hop, it's something that evolves, but it's kind of like, it is what it is. Right. You're creating something completely different. You're incorporating Congolese, you're incorporating Shona, you're incorporating a lot of elements that don't really live here so much. So how is this stew being cooked so quickly and so much of it?
I think it's a culmination of a bunch of things. One, we kind of just both grew up here, you know, in the United States, as well as back home in Africa, in our respective countries. So, you know, when you grew up with musicians as parents, you just, music is an everyday thing. Like, there's no running from it, you know. But there's also times where, I mean, I can say for myself, I was sneaking off to listen to hip hop too. Mm-hmm. I still wanted to listen to, I guess back then it was what, K-Fox, Fresh Tracks.
Rap Attack,
all that stuff.
Nasty Ness.
So it was like listening to both of those musics. And then when you grow up in Africa, especially in the early 80s, for me, coming from America, going to Zimbabwe, it's kind of controlled by major conglomerates. So you don't get the option of really choosing what you want to listen to. So it goes from the Gap Band to Dolly Parton to Kenny Loggins to some classical music, you know. And so I think once we started having a chance to just kind of express ourselves, we just kind of make what we feel. I
hear you. But the ability to actually still incorporate what's currently going on in Africa, not this ideal of like, okay, this is Africa, and this sound hasn't evolved. It just is what it is. We were discussing this before, like when people leave their home country, their experience of that home country is kind of stuck in time. It's like this it's always going to be like that. You know, with Congo, it's Zaire, and it's like some, when they go back, they're shell-shocked. It's just like, what happened? How could you evolve like that? So, but you're incorporating that from a musical perspective. This is current Zimbabwean or Congolese music that you're incorporating. It's not nostalgic.
Yeah, I mean, again, we try to go back home and keep up with what they're doing, but let's be honest, the internet is a gift that, I mean, we are all able to, if we use it right and we take advantage of its resources, man, I mean, you can listen to music now, you know? And so we do a lot of that. He's always bringing me a lot of Congolese music because I'm always trying to catch up. I'm really fascinated with the older stuff, you know, just that sound of like, I don't know, a group of 7-10-piece band performing inside of a club somewhere in Zaire at the time, you know. But, I mean, just the internet has helped us to be able to keep up with what's going on, but at the same time go home and say, hey, guys, look, like, you can respect tradition, you know, it's good to respect it, we all do, but if you're not pushing the music, the envelope forward, then we will be stuck there, you know, and I guess we just try to think outside of the box, if you will.
But you're going beyond thinking, you're actually doing it, which is a huge applause.
Thank you.
We'd love to hear some more music. Chimurga Renaissance on Wopop on KEXP.
Time and money is the real disgrace. The fall of the wealthy is who I raise. Humbleness and my people is my ego's place. The lust for the parents is why my parents came. Humbleness is how I will never complain. The race for the king's clan is against the man. Tax or rice is how I win. Alliances to moves I will defeat. Cash on delivery is what I demand. Shame on expedient brothers, they love the clan. Sauce on rice is how I eat. Alliances to rules I will defeat. Cause you see my secrets in life, I keep discreet. My prayers and the answers still have beat. And I don't mess with the man cause he might cheat. And my prayers and the government still have beat. Booster said, see why, eat me veggie, make it, eat me veggie, make it, see why, eat me veggie, make it, eat me veggie, make it, see why, eat me veggie, make it, eat me veggie, make it, see why, eat me veggie, make it, eat me veggie, make it, see why, eat me veggie, make it, eat me veggie, make it, see why, eat me veggie, make it, eat me veggie, make it, see why. They done turned this holy thing into a quarrel amongst kings. They sip tea and watch us genocide. Freedom ain't a thing if you don't control the cheese and your oppressor never has to fight. Whoever's logos on the bullets will never face blame, but they're the evilest crooks alive. They only lose when there's peace and no violence in the streets. Knuckle up man to man they despise. True liberated nations don't submit to the dime. Your people must be free to speak their minds. Marriage of the government and people is wealth. Then your nation ain't oppressed when Wall Street fails. See when money is protected, they protect the bling. Taxes on foreign interests are free. Ignore the suited pastor, his oppressors is God. His tongue is intrigued by deception and fraud. Possession ain't no magical proof thing. It controls for real. Dudes on potions with pistols are commanded to kill. Even the abstinent lust for pleasures at night. Like the crooked cop thinks his badge is divine. He's alive. Ichiziwa, imi vechi deki, imi vechi deki ziwa. 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 Imi vechi deki, imi vechi deki ziwa.
Chimaringa Renaissance, live in the studios of KEXP, 90.3 FM. You guys are playing at Barboza Wednesday, March 4th,
yes,
which will be a
yes.
lovely show. Let's step back just a little bit, Tendai, if we may. Chimaringa, what is Chimaringa?
Chimaringa, basically there was two wars in Zimbabwe. There was the first Chimaringa. This is around when Cecil Rhodes was in power.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, he basically came out and quote-unquote conquered or colonized Zimbabwe. Instead of, I would say, the first time around, the country probably, or the people weren't as united, and obviously weren't recognizing these borders that were set up. They were mostly recognizing their culture, their tradition. This is his area, this is our area. Obviously, they had to come together and really kind of get rid of, I would say, traditional tribal issues that they all had, and fight a war. So the wars are called the Chimaringa Wars, and we've kind of just adapted that musically to say, like, look, you know, we know that it's very tough. Again, growing up is, I would say, children of musicians. You got all these traditions. You go home and they're like, dude, what are you doing? I'm fine. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? You're mixing the rap and you do that. I don't get it, you know. But we kind of looked at it like, look, this is a taking back of African music. This is what's happened. This is the result of this whole diaspora of people being shipped back and forth and whatever you want to call it. And this is just us expressing it musically. So we kind of took on that moniker of Chumudanga, like fighting musically for the freedom to do what we feel. And, you know, that's it.
Okay. And you are actually, some of your songs are showing up on African music compilations.
Yeah.
And you are remixing also artists from different countries within Africa. So
yeah,
you're engaged in the conversation. It's not just a one-sided conversation, which often is in this, where a quote-unquote Western producer gets a band, records them, and put it out,
right,
and then there's no back and forth.
I think that was a big issue for us. I would listen to my father complain about that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in fact, my father was a victim of it, my mother of it. Someone goes down, they make a recording of your parents, you know, or whoever it is. These people at the time don't even know what they're doing. They're just fascinated by the machine and somebody who doesn't look like them, you know? And they don't know that 10 years later, this music is gonna be playing around the world and affecting people, and they'll be exploiting it and making money off of it. And so we kind of make a push to say, look, you know, if you're gonna do it, compensate the artist fairly.
Yep.
We try to bring this awareness to these artists, and we try to pull from Africa to work with other artists, you know, so that they can be engaged in this whole remix, just this new culture that hip hop has added to the world.
Okay. So within that, and I want to get back to the music, I want to ask you about the instruments you're playing. Are you ever getting, hip hop is evolving, but it's also rather conservative. And
yeah.
And are you getting the, like, you guys are just weird, what is this?
Yeah. But I mean, I never looked at anything we did as weird, you know what I'm saying? I just always thought we were just doing our thing, and I don't know, I thought we were fitting in,
mm-hmm,
with everybody else, not really knowing it. And I don't think it was till recently, the last year and a half, that we've seen the impact that the music has had on people, especially when I went back home last time. I went home a couple months ago, and I was walking through this place called the Bare Market,
mm-hmm,
and all of a sudden the kids are coming up like, Baba Maraire, Chimuranga Renaissance, yeah, yeah, you know, Defenders of the Crusades. And I'm like, what? They're like, yeah, Pungwe. And I'm shocked. I'm like, what, you know? You know what I'm saying? I'm blown away. Me and
that's
the cameraman, they're just looking like, wow. So, I mean, it's obviously working. I don't think that they think it's weird back home. I think it's more motivating for them, you
okay
know?
Okay, so I see. From at home, it's there. We'll talk about it here in a little bit. But love to hear some more music right now. Chimuranga Renaissance on Warpop on KEXP. This is Warpop playing live at Barboza Wednesday, March 4th.
With Militia Mali, Mom, and Chief Boema.
Oh, cool.
Yes, he did come up here. So,
awesome,
yeah.
Awesome. That's going to be a great show.
feel your nails screech down my back. At Viagra, I just had to see that ass to make it last. You start to release, and I excel my grind. Turn around so I can see you do that one more time. Come on.
Shimmeringa Renaissance, live on Wopop on KEXP 90.3 FM, on the web at kexp.org. I'm Derek Mazzoni, your DJ and host, and thank you so much for being here. So this is Tende Maraira Hussein Kalonji making beautiful music, playing live at Barboza, and playing on some interesting instruments. We'd love to hear a little bit more about your choice of instrumentation. In a different
Sorry
language.
Sorry about that. Today I have two mbiras with me.
Mm-hmm. What's an mbira?
An mbira is this instrument you see here. It's a wooden instrument indigenous of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very spiritual instrument, a very religious instrument, and it's really what Zimbabweans are really known for musically, you know, as a contribution to the world of all these wonderful instruments that human beings have created. So you can have them made out of steel. You can have them made out of iron as far as the notes. They can be chromatic. There's all kinds of different ways that they're tuned. But most of all, to me, it was my introduction to African music.
Mm-hmm.
It's also something that I think the more we started to experiment with it and I would say push the limits, the less we did of the traditional cultural historical approach to it, and the more we just like, we're okay, these are songs that some guy made up, became a traditional song, it's been around for a couple hundred years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's great to know that, but I think once we started to embrace it more spiritually, you know, I think the music grew, you know.
So you, okay, let's talk about that just for a second. You, when you present your words, you're not posturing, you're not, you know, you're not bragging. You tend to really speak about very deep philosophical issues. If you were bragging, would you use that instrument?
I doubt.
Okay.
I mean, it just
so there's a reverence. There's a, yeah, there's a cultural understanding.
If I think saying proud to be African is bragging, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's more of, again, embracing who you are. It's being real proud. I don't know. I wouldn't. It's almost like blasphemous to do that.
Okay.
I don't know. It's such a sacred instrument. I couldn't. That's interesting. You always pull something out of here from nowhere.
Sorry.
Never thought about that. It's never happened though.
And you're playing electric guitar, Hussein. But the instrumentation and the history to Congolese music. Can you speak to that a little bit? Like what drew you to that?
Yeah, well, like Tendai, you know, I grew up in the United States back and forth between Africa as a child, and my father was a big Congolese guitarist. His name was Raymond Brenk.
Mm-hmm.
And he started the new style of Congolese music back in like the 40s and the 50s to change like from folklore, Congolese folklore, to more modern adaptation of stuff. And so he was there in one of the first recording studios, so he was one of the pioneers that set it down, but growing up in the United States, you know, I was, you know, running wild, listening to hip hop, you know, MCing at a very young age, you know what I'm saying, establishing myself in the hip hop community here. And I never thought about guitar. It's like Tinda was saying, like the Mbira is sacred, you know what I'm saying? So when my father passed, and then, you know, my family and everybody got together and I went back to Congo, and that's when, you know, getting back in touch with my roots and everybody kind of telling me stories about my father, and they just basically told me I was going to play guitar. And I had no, you know, inkling that I was going to do that, but they said, no, you know, it's in your blood, do it. And I just started doing it, and it just came so easily. It was almost like something was going through me, you know what I mean? And,
wow.
And then I got picked up by some of the biggest, you know, Congolese bands, and even in the United States with Tabule and Afriza, and, you know, some of my uncles, you probably know, Wiki Lo and all them, Wawali. And so they kind of put me into the school of learning the traditional music. But like Tinda was saying, you know, that's the traditional music. And then that was a bass, you know what I'm saying? Just like the hip hop that I grew up doing was also a bass for me to kind of grow and sprout from there and then start experimenting. That's why Tinda and I hooked up to start doing this like many, many years ago. Just we didn't exactly know how we was going to do it or what we was going to do it, but just let it come naturally. And,
got it.
You know, so that's kind of how it is with both of our musical sensibilities on both sides of African music, hip hop, and just experimenting.
Okay, okay. And it sounds beautiful, but you refer to it as African music, not Zimbabwean music, not Congolese music. It's African music.
It's African music.
And I want to hear more music, but tell me more, like, why African music? Why, like, is it like a Pan-African identity to the music, or is that it's coming from different parts of Africa, or is it just it's African music?
I don't think that, I mean, obviously we both have very high praise for the history of our countries, who we are respectively. But when we're approaching it, we're kind of listening to everything African, and to leave somebody out would just be like a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're listening to Moroccan music, Senegalese music, Congolese. I mean, we can go on.
Got it.
People from Niger. I love Tanere Wien. I mean, we can go on and on. And so we're kind of pulling elements of all of it, you know, because these people, again, it's the internet, man. You're able to just listen to this. It doesn't just cost you $15 getting the record, going home, and all that time. It's just like, download it now, listen to it on your way to the next show.
Got
and
it.
You're good. So we're just, it's because of everyone, the whole culmination of Africa.
Okay, so this band is a combination of experiences, technology, and just being here right now at this particular moment. Beautiful. Yes. Chimurga Renaissance on Wopop on KEXP. We'd love to hear one more song.
I told everybody the truth, but they just started laughing at me. I ran away from home and daddy.
Top killer. My whole style is celibate, no mature fans comes with it. Spend money on the innocent like pastors in the pulpit. They beg for your budget to tell you to copy everyone who invests. Never see deposit, that's worse than the Ponzi scheme, cause no one else gets cheesy. Return is a free show with a thin white tee. They cop Twitter fans, block YouTube shams. Background story is a scam, the mirror is the stage. They go insane looking at their own fame. Buy everyone off for some fame. Republican rappers, right-wing thinkers exploit anyone and anything while they propagate their meanness. Smells like a heist to me, trust fund conspiracy, full of collusion, pillaging, and deceit. Cast spells on the hood for association and validation. The constellation path, we are couture creators. They always show up to the village to steal ideas. I know they recognize royalty when they see it. This ain't no show, this is a sacred ritual. You can't possess it, cause your life is hypocritical. Hashtag rapper, social media, major your demographics is all ages. You're a cartoon, ain't at the forefront of nothing but clowns and pop tunes. Your daddy's money made you should endorse perfume. A bamboozling spectacle performing underage jingles, descending from the bloodline of Vanilli and Win Winkle. Disgracing the all for modern poets died living. We laughing behind closed doors and can't wait for this to end, suckers.
I see you. You crusaders, my art is my domain. You forced your cross on us and burned it in our face. Your gods are dead and we use them to ship cane. We stick them on days and throw them on safe. I am not to be confused with all these blind submissive Christians that go broke for your religion and go dope for your decisions. My thoughts are right, I am not tempted by fame. My totem bonga, my raire is my name. My ancestors gave me secrets to inflame. The persecuted, oppressed, and underpaid. See where I'm cut from, you best learn how to aim. Pull up and shoot at any time and stake your claim. You so-called players in the game should be ashamed. You work with anyone just to make your name. I mowed the lawn and caught you snooping with those lames. I cut the head off of you serpents just to watch you bitches faint. You scared of blood, but you dressing like a thug. Pop loving, stepping out, sucker, to get on your suck. Watch out. Represents where I'm from. If you ain't never seen it, then we ain't close enough. I got some bigots in my wallet, sativas in my pocket, passport to touch the world, and the man can't stop it. The man can't stop it. The man can't stop it.
Live on KXP, Chimurenga Renaissance. Playing Wednesday, March 4th at Barboza in Seattle with Chief Boema. And who else is on that bill?
Militia Mali Mob.
Militia Mali Mob.
Yes.
The new record is Kudada Nakuba Manu Mutema on Brick yes. Lane Records. Gentlemen, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us again.
Beautiful, beautiful music and getting better all the time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to thank Justin, Luke, and Jim, Dave Lichterman, Kevin Suggs, of course, and Kat Metrovich, and everybody here at KXP 90.3 FM in Seattle. This is Wopop.